Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time to talk about pigmentation, hyperpigmentation. This is one of my pet peeves and personal projects because as a woman of color, I have Indian skin. I get pigmentation so easily, and I think this is one of those problems that if I could solve and cure hyperpigmentation and melasma, boy, would I have a lot of happy clients and probably make $1 billion too. But there's always new things you can try for melasma. Hyperpigmentation and melasma are a long-term chronic problem. So when patients come to me and they say they want a treatment, a cure, a one-time thing that's going to fix their melasma, guess what? It's like having diabetes or high blood pressure. You can't really get rid of it, but you can manage it, you can optimize it, you can control it, and you, my friend, have to personally learn the tools of treating pigmentation. You have to become your own sort of master of the plan so you know when to titrate, when to use certain ingredients, when to cool things off, when to treat aggressively. How to manage your melasma, basically. But one of the newest and best things in our armamentarium is topical cysteamine. And I just recently learned about this for myself, for my own melasma. I went to Cancun and I gave this amazing lecture, and the sun was so intense and so hot, like the kind of heat where you feel like you can only sit for 5 minutes if you're not in the water, that kind of sun and heat. And that really flared up all of my melasma. Remember, melasma gets worse as you age, hormonal changes, if you're on the pill. Pigmentation can flare for so many reasons, but one of the biggest culprits is actual temperature and heat on your skin. So you might all the time be in the dark, in a dark, quiet yoga, hot yoga studio, but it's not the light always that triggers the melasma. It is the actual heat and temperature of the skin too. Remember, your DNA and your cells are programmed to protect themselves. So yes, they will protect themselves from ultraviolet light by making more melanin. But yes, they will also amplify and turn on melanin-producing genes when we have heat and temperature increases. So when you're driving and that left side of your face feels warm from the sun hitting through the window, that warmth and heat that you feel, guess what that's doing? That is turning on the cellular mechanisms that trigger melasma. And once they're turned on, it's going to take a little bit to turn them off. We're going to have to turn off inflammation. A whole cascade of cytokines and inflammatory mediators are triggered. And definitely it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So you've heard of hydroquinone. That's a chemical bleaching ingredient that's been used for probably 50 years to reduce pigmentation, to lighten, to bleach, to improve hyperpigmentation. You've heard of other lightening agents, hopefully, like vitamin C, kojic acid, emblica. I use many of these ingredients in our skincare products, and all of them are super helpful and very effective. Licorice is a natural lightener. This one that I'm going to tell you about is topical cysteamine. And you can start using cysteamine on a regular basis and expect to see changes within about 90 days. Cysteamine is an aminothiol. It's found in the cells of the human body. It functions as an antioxidant, and it's produced when coenzyme A breaks down. This is a compound that's present in various tissues of mammals, and sometimes you can even find it in human milk. In human milk, it has very high concentrations, and it serves as an inherent antioxidant protecting our little babies. It was originally studied in the 1950s and was used to protect against ionizing radiation, and then later in the 70s for treating cystinosis. Cysteamine is the only drug approved by the FDA for treating this very rare disease, cystinosis. But in the process of using it for these treatments, its powerful depigmenting use was discovered, and the strong antioxidant property as well. So it can lead very nicely to decreasing melanin production and visible improvement in stubborn brown patches. And cysteamine doesn't bleach the skin, it doesn't reduce overall melanin levels, but it specifically targets and removes pigment responsible for hyperpigmentation without changing the baseline and surrounding natural skin pigment. It's relatively gentle. So if you're someone with red, inflammatory, easily irritated skin, this is safer than other lightening products and maybe less inflammatory. It's well tolerated when you use it chronically, so it can be used over an extended period of time without needing breaks. You know, when you're using hydrocortisone, steroids, hydroquinone, these products have to have limited use and you do have to take holidays and reduce the use so you don't get side effects or complications. But cysteamine you can take long term. And it's effective on multiple skin tones, including darker skin types. Sometimes we worry about using bleaching ingredients because we don't want to lighten the natural beauty of skin of color. Cysteamine is a product you can definitely use for your skin of color patients. And how long does it take to see results? It can show results in reduction of 94%, up to 94% visible dark patches and dark spots within 16 weeks. And sometimes in as little as 4 weeks. But it depends on how severe your pigment is when you're starting, and everyone is, of course, different. Like any medication, it can have some side effects like dryness, redness, or irritation. You definitely have to put it on with a certain regimen. So you'll do a water cleanse of your face, or you'll use a gentle cleanser. And then you need the skin to have dryness. So you want that water content to evaporate. An hour later, you apply your cysteamine. And we avoid it during pregnancy and breastfeeding. It is a little unusual product because it comes from this thiol family that is sulfur-based. And as you know, sulfur-based products can kind of have a funny scent. So I am not a fan of the smell of it. It produces a little sulfurous, slightly unpleasant odor, kind of like when you're getting a perm. So that was my only hesitation in trying it. I did try it. It kind of felt like a very smelly thing to put on and snuggle up to your husband at night. However, husbands will tolerate anything, and if you're doing it with this goal in mind, just go for it. Don't worry about the smell. You got to start slowly. Make sure your skin can tolerate it. You're welcome to patch test, like on the inside of your forearm or the back of the jawline. Leave it on for 24 hours and just check and make sure you don't have a negative reaction. And the next step is to add brighteners or antioxidants. So you can use your cysteamine. Typically, it's put on for short duration, like you can leave it on for 30 minutes, and then you can gently remove that with a neutralizer or a toner solution that takes away the cysteamine. Then you're going to apply antioxidants on top of that. Some products come as a kit where they have a cleanser, the application of cysteamine, and then antioxidant to follow. Otherwise, you're going to use vitamin C or phytic acid or resveratrol or any of the really potent antioxidants. We do avoid using hydroquinone in conjunction. There's no need to double up. We're going to try one thing at a time. And then follow up with a rich moisturizer before you go to bed. There have been some studies done where people do overnight application of the cysteamine because, frankly, if your skin's tolerating it, it's a little annoying to have to go wash it off and do all that. So if you don't mind putting a towel on your pillowcase and your skin is very resistant, you can try it overnight. And they've seen good results with overnight application without too much irritation. But that was in a small study of like under 20 patients. So check on that with your derm doctor. And what are the best products that are out there right now with cysteamine in it? It does come generic. So there's all-purpose cysteamine cream, which is a 5% cream, easy to use. You can get that as a prescription from your pharmacist and your dermatologist. There is Cispera, which is sold in many derm and medical grade office situations, and that's a very good treatment. That's the one that I tried. I got some samples at a meeting and I was trying that, and they've found a proprietary way to reduce the odor, and they do have a really strong potent antioxidant that goes on at the end. So that's a nice little kit. I did not find that the odor was reduced. It still smells a little sulfurous. And there's some over-the-counter products like Urban RX makes an intense fading cream that has some 5% cysteamine cleanse. It's not as strong as the other ones, but it will fade the look of some of your hyperpigmentation. So that is the update on one of the newest products that's out there. It's been out there for a while, but you don't always hear about these things from your practitioner because sometimes people use what they fall into a habit to use in their practice. And the things that help with pigmentation, of course, are exfoliation, using a retinol product, using hydroquinone. Sometimes we'll use a steroid combination of the three, like a Triluma mixture. If that is not working for you, it's time to branch out. There's so many pathways to produce pigmentation, and topical cysteamine might be your answer for melasma, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, sunspots, or lentigines. This is such a great, well-tolerated antioxidant that I want you all to read about it and tell me what you think. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to wear your mineral sunscreen on top. If you're a melasma sufferer, mineral sunscreen is best. It blocks UV from entering the skin and triggering that whole melanin production cascade. I'm a big fan of my Ultimate SPF 50. It's back in stock. Yay! This one is a fan favorite. We had to stop producing it over the pandemic because of ingredient supply problems, and now it is back. It's tinted. It feels like a primer. Almost looks like you have makeup on. You get a little finished look, and I just throw on a little blush. Not a big makeup girl. I love it for active days. It has 80 minutes of waterproof. It is one of the best sunscreens out there. I know you guys are going to love it. I love mineral sunscreens for pigmentation patients. That way UV doesn't enter the skin and cause those premature skin damage problems, and it doesn't trigger melanin. That is my best advice to you, is always wear sunscreen. 90% of your aging changes come from the sun. 90%, that's a lot. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful, and don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our sunscreen, our hydroquinone bleaching pads, so many really great antioxidants like the vitamin C, the triple shot serum. So much fun for your skin. That's it for now, guys. Stay out of the sun and stay beautiful.